Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast.
If you like wrestling on your YouTube, join our cult. Hello and welcome to the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast, joined as always by the magnificent Ross on
Wrestling. Wow, it's changed from that other word you used to say. I can't remember what it was. It was always a nice one, though.
Yes.
I'm lovely. How are you?
I've been reading thesaurus. This is the almost as impressive.
What?
I couldn't think of any other word.
Mint.
You know when you're on a rhythm and then Ross says, yeah, and you're like, where was I? What's your name again?
Dear.
It's probably Adam, knowing wrestling. So, this is Jack the Jobber, this is Mafu, this is Sparkman Wadda.
Wadda.
That's how we say it up here, that's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, tough. How are you doing?
Lovely, top of the world. Got 18 rolls of lovely pristine toilet roll for £3.70 from Home Bargains.
Mm.
£3.70.
Mm.
18. I was fearing that you take a chance with these things, don't you?
Aye.
But I've had a go and it was lovely. Yeah.
Because sometimes you get the cheap stuff and you go, oh, I've saved so much money, you take it back and it's like badger's ass.
I've been on that Asda's own. Is it called Shades from Asda? Their own brand.
Scented
toilet paper, coconut I normally get. But I was like, I'm going to go to Home Bargains and see what I can find. £3.70, 18 rolls. I made a tower. It was really impressive.
I love how we've come so far along with this podcast a year ago. We weren't very good, and Ross was trying to get a sponsorship from Home Bargains. And look how little has changed, basically.
Yeah, we're good now, though.
Who do we get sponsored by, Jack?
Right, no one, but I've got... Right, so this last week, after plugging my mate's fantasy novel, right, it's kind kind of opened the floodgates. So I'm just going to get through these ones, then after that, I'm not going to take any more. So please, I appreciate both these people, but please don't hit me up anymore, anyone else.
If you want to pay money...
Oh,
That's different.
So if you're in the Gloucestershire area, and you... And you enjoy sort of, maybe you're a fan of Attack Pro Wrestling, they run in Gloucestershire quite a bit, in Cheltenham. Yeah. Why don't you go to the Frog and Fiddle in Cheltenham, a top wrestling and music venue. Coming up, they've got Off With Their Heads, King Prawn, and a 2000 Trees Festival warm-up party all day. That's the Frog and Fiddle in Cheltenham, Gloucestershire. Also, a lad on Instagram who sings and that asked me to give him a plug as well. What?
He sings and that.
So that's Smithy Boy. Boy is spelled B-O and then six eyes, 19. Smithy Boy, 19. Six eyes. Frog and Fiddle, Smithy Boy.
He doesn't sound like he sings.
No, but he does.
Smithy Boy.
He's got videos. He sings his name.
Jason. No, he's got videos of himself singing on Instagram and that, and he asked me to give him a plug. And so did Oliver, the man who runs the Frog and Fiddle in Cheltenham. That's in Cheltenham, Gloucestershire, England. Right. Done that now. There we go. That landed on the sea.
That was good. Well,
cheers,
done.
Yeah. Good.
Almost as good basketball as...
Oh, no! Yeah. That video hurt my soul.
Wasn't it great?
No! Oh. Yes, it was good comedy.
Gave me a new appreciation level for basketball players.
Oh, my God.
Because honestly, right? Honestly, me and Tom were trying there. it wasn't done for comedic effect.
Can I ask one thing?
People think you're saying that now.
I didn't realise that at the time I got swindled, I did.
How so?
Apparently Tom said one went in when my back was turned. I got three or four tweets. So I've been...
Oh, you believe?
I've been screwed.
That's why I like seeing you do these things. It's written really, really hard to tell where the line ends between you and video you.
I just want to ask, because a lot of the time, both you and Tom went for the tactic of smashing it against the backboard and it would come back.
Wait, it would work in year 10.
No, it wouldn't. I don't know. But I was thinking, how many times are they going to do this before thinking I should probably get more of a...
I can't do that malarkey, me. I haven't got the wrists.
So I messaged Tom, right? This is a shoot.
We'll get the news in a minute, don't worry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I messaged Tom and said, right, I really want to play against you now.
Because you heard all your talking smack on here.
Because I'm channeling the energy of my own basketball nemesis, right? Yeah. So I said, I'll play you. They played horse, but they had to get a moose instead of horse. I said, you have to make me spell Tom, and I have to make you spell, no, I have to make you spell Jack the Jobber, and you have to just make me spell Tom, just to even it out.
What an arsehole thing to say
no,
to somebody.
No, it's not, because he was crap. I watched the video, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to win, by the way. I thought you
so
had more of a natural...
That's why I picked the sporting one, because I used to be sporty back in the day before I got really fat, but now I just realised the fatness is just taking away all physical ability from me, all coordination, all balance, everything's gone, Matthew,
People
it's
have
gone.
Mentioned that you've been losing weight recently.
I have, I've been trying, but it's not enough,
oh,
clearly.
Man. Yeah, you're on a path.
God,
journey.
Existential crisis here.
Anyway, I thought you were going to win, and I was I was actually shocked when Tom won. I will
Tom
say
was
that.
Like, Tom was like, "Do you want to do a penalty shootout?" And I was like, "Well, that's just not fair. He'll turn up in his bloody loafers."
What an arsehole thing to say that is.
He would turn up in his loafers, and it would just be a rout.
What if Tom's actually quite a fox in the box?
I doubt it.
Okay.
Fox the box also playing at Gloucester with King Prawn. But I'll tell you say that Tom would. Everybody was a winner after watching that movie.
You know what Tom's reply was to my challenge?
What was it?
He proper big leagued me. He went, "Yeah, we'll see if I'm still the champion after WrestleMania, then we'll talk."
I love you, Tom.
Ooh.
That's if the belt still exists. Because he takes it out of the office, doesn't he? Just damages it, gives it to strangers.
I'm so scared about the belt.
Just gives it to strangers.
He's going to egg it out of the tinfoil right off it.
Tin? It's brass.
Yeah, this isn't when we used to have...
This is Pakistan's finest brass you're talking about here.
This isn't when we used to have a cardboard one. This is a proper belt. He's just taking it about.
And he took it out of the office.
The
took it out the office last year and there was chips. Chips in it and all sorts and scratches and dints.
Oh, I thought you meant like using it as a bowl.
Well, he probably does. Who knows what goes on with the cameras.
Anyway, moving on to NXT. Now that you've all clicked off, let's talk about wrestling. NXT TakeOver, or TakeOver if you're not from the area, Portland, apparently a really cool place. Keith Lee defeated Dominik Dijakovic in
Good
the
match.
Final battle.
I think we should just sit back and let you rant after you melted Reddit.
It's always a bad sign when you go and your mate says, "Hey, someone's put your tweet on Reddit." I'm like, "Get in. Cool." I came in the living room. The TV had gone. There's dust where the couch was. I'll just do the results first of all. Dakota Kai defeated Tegan Nox.
Oh, we're not going to talk about the matches? Because the last one's the one that you...
Some people get their wrestling news from this
weather. The last one's... I'll just talk briefly about... I like Keith Lee and Dominik Dijakovic.
Oh, I see.
That was a good match.
Yes, I like them doing their thing. I liked people online calling me an idiot for comparing them to Tanaka versus Awesome.
No, I get it.
I know, but
the big top row.
A lot of quote tweets from angry, angry, poor row people.
Yeah, well, I've been through that before.
I get it.
Yeah, thank you. Cheers.
Gatekeeping, get. Dakota Kai defeated Tegan Nox in a... very good match because they beat the hell out of each other. Release German suplex on the bin. Should
cricket bat.
Like them. Sorry, cricket bat. Doing the little dive in the bin, which Nigel McGuinness, who's usually very good, just went, "Why didn't she just kick her?"
Yeah, well, what was she meant to do then?
Why didn't you headbutt the ring post? What are you, Dafka?
And then Raquel came out. Gonzalez.
Oh, good old Raquel from the training center. All right. Finn Balor.
She was in the Mae Young Classic, the first one. I think she was the witch.
What decade was that? The first Mae Young? She was still alive at that point.
The witch?
There was a character who was a bit of a witch, wasn't she?
I don't know.
A bit of a witch?
No, like, she was like, "I'm a Wiccan. I've got mystical ability. I channel the..."
A bit of a witch. I'm sure the three Wiccan people that watch this are thrilled with that.
Sorry. Sorry. Anyway.
Hocus Pocus was a good film, wasn't it? Just off topic there.
Yeah, they love Wigan. Finn Balor defeated Johnny Gargano in a match that went 30 bleeding
minutes. I liked
minutes.
It. That was a good match.
Lots of nice body.
I thought you would have liked it in the grand scheme of things with your hitting your top rub, effinators and 100 kickouts a match. That was different. It was
this
a different pace.
Yeah,
I just don't want this length. Speaking of length,
Finn Balor
in the match, draping his luscious thigh on Johnny Gargano's head. As he did push-ups to show what a manly man was, as the camera zoomed in on his ass. Okay, like I said, it wasn't a bad match, but
that was a good match.
Rhea Ripley defeated Bianca Belair.
Good match.
And some people say that the women in NXT get the short stick when it comes to time. I'm actually thankful they got a quicker than usual match. It was all about her avoiding the riptide.
Yeah.
She was able to avoid it for most of the match. She had a crazy backdrop, which made me go, "Ugh," watch it alone by myself.
Oh,
She was shocked by that, though.
The vertical backdrop.
Oh, yeah.
Charlotte came out after and beat them up. Well, beat up Rhea, and then as she was leaving, thought, "I'll do you as well."
Yeah.
That might come out to bite her, I think.
I only hope.
I think she's going to rock up on Raw. I think we'll get onto it later.
Bianca?
Yeah. Did that promo, didn't she?
On the
wrestling show.
On the wrestling show. This show, obviously.
Said them words.
The Bruiserweights defeated Undisputed Era.
Good so match.
Not able to find the arena. That was nice. lots of no selling. And Adam Cole.
Oh, it was a good match. But Matthew.
And Adam Cole defeated Tommaso Ciampa. But it was at this point I absolutely gave up the tag thing. And again, my tweet got misunderstood and understood by 50-50, so I'll say it clearer. So I could be misunderstood again, because I'm not very clear at concise my points, but I'm good at a half-decent tweet. The match styles that we see nowadays, probably in NXT, and also in AEW and Raw and everywhere else, basically, the, you know, like I describe as like Greek music. Starts off slow and then builds to a climax and plates get smashed everywhere. And that works. But when you have a card that is mostly the same match structure, when you know, oh my God, after the top rope Effinator, how can he kick out? And he kicks out, you go, I knew he was going to kick out. Because you're doing it exactly like the other matches.
I get your point.
So that was my point. It's not like, well, how can you like Lee versus Dijakovic when they're just no-selling everything? I'm like, yeah, I like some of it, but not an entire card of the exact same type. So
I watched TakeOver after your tweets. I was like, thinking, oh, that's safe, Matthews. I agree with Matthew here. And it was just the Cole kick-outs towards the end.
Yeah,
I was completely done by that match.
That was the tipping point for me. I got all the way through without thinking, oh, it's good, this. It's not really bothering me, that like your point. But then when Cole and Ciampa were kicking out of everything, that's when it got to me.
And again, these have worked on some great matches in the past when this using the kick out of everything but the shotgun to the head. You know, Gargano and Ciampa worked fine because that I'll kill you feud. But we've just had this entire card. Ciampa versus Cole isn't a blood feud. It's just a match.
Well,
and you need variety in these shows, which is why I then segued it into, remember when Bobby Roode was alive?
Yeah.
And did stuff.
I do get your point. I thought it was a fantastic show, but I do agree the last match, like Ross said, was a bit too much. But then I really enjoyed the turn at the end. I know some people are sick of Gargano and Ciampa, but I love the tune. But I'm looking forward to the fourth match between them. I think that'll be really good. There will be a lot of kickouts in that, though, as well.
Yeah, there will be three matches announced because their match will go an hour and a half. But yeah, so...
Are you on Ciampa's side? I'm on Gargano's side.
Why are you on Gargano's side?
Because Ciampa was a dick to him first, and he's just got revenge.
Made up, didn't they?
Yeah,
he in a weird way.
They said, yeah, well, good. They shook hands, they hugged.
He spat on his wedding ring and threw it away.
Vince McMahon put an end to that, man.
Yeah, he did.
Your best pals now.
Nah, I'm Team Johnny, me.
All right, but apart from me going meh, 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 and turning the corner online, what did you think of the show?
I really liked it. But as you say, the last match was a bit... By that point, it was a bit excessive.
So did you like the Bruiserweights match?
Yeah, I loved it. That was really good, yeah.
Yeah, I was just... I saw it... When it's a takeover, I just get lost in it, me. Just sitting there thinking, this is nice wrestling, isn't it? But then I was remembering your tweet, and I was like, just the end. The end is when it got me. Mm. I'm struggling to speak here. I'm getting emotional.
There's also six matches instead of five. There's usually five.
Yeah! Bollocks to that.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I think that helped. Also, it should be clarified. I watched this by myself, on my own, with no one around me, which can always influence your enjoyability of a show. Mm. If I was watching this with mates and they're going, like that, absolutely. If I was there live, the crowd were going rabid. Yeah. So please do not think I'm a miserable person from that tweet.
It's just
an opinion. I am a miserable person, but not because of that.
Didn't be scared of making an opinion.
We can all disagree
opinion.
And still be
I'm
friends.
I'm scared.
No, right.
You're not Dave Ross. Meltzer, are you?
Nice people, segue.
People don't take your opinion and then wind up Baron Corbin with
Baron
it.
Baron Corbin, for some reason, decides that Dave Meltzer is a cancer on this industry. So obviously not one of those good cancers that actually do out, because last time I checked, wrestling's doing pretty all right. And
one of those really good cancers that did something.
Well, yeah, there's a cancer on this industry that is booming. all right. It's not how it works, but...
I'm really confused.
Well, that's what he said.
Oh, right, cancer, right.
But I'm like, clearly he's not.
He's not being detrimental.
Business is doing
yeah.
really well. Yes. Right, okay, right, yeah. Okay.
Again, another I great point.
No, I got you.
So, I just don't get the concept of Meltzer and his opinions. Because we sometimes write here as Meltzer's stars as a news piece. And I'm thinking...
I hate them.
This guy... So do I. This guy's opinion is not news. And then you go on the analytics of our website, and it's the biggest article of bloody week.
I don't get it. I'd argue that his opinion is news, because he's such an informed voice for years and years. And I'm not saying that his opinion's always right, but it's a talking point.
Everyone, Meltzer's opinions. Hurry, bring the children.
It is just an opinion at the end of the day. Just his point of view. I can use it. Like I use them like a TV guide. If he gives something five stars, I might go, I might check that out, because it must be worth watching.
So then it is.
So was he talking about Star Wars?
It's the people who take it as gospel. And
Corbin
then just...
seemed to Meltzer, I saw a thread on Reddit about this, and a lot of people were saying people who hate Meltzer like Corbin does seem to, it's like they don't listen to the radio show because he's very measured on that, just by his very nature. It's Alvarez who goes in on stuff and like proper says everything sucks and falls on the floor laughing when the Hell in a Cell match with Rollins and The Fiend. Meltzer's very measured, and sometimes if he doesn't really like something, he'll just go, it was an all right show or something like that. And then when people talk about Meltzer online, you get a totally different... People deliberately take things he said out of context, try and sensationalise stuff. So I don't really understand where this has come from with Corbin. I don't know.
Right, anyone who overanalyzes somebody that much on every tweet, on every typed up, abbreviated comment he's made in a thing on for their own tweet or wrestling website is going to have issues and fault.
Yeah.
But again, I think, who was it that Ring of Honor guy? So, I'm sorry, mate. He said a really good point. It's like, well, if WWE is able to survive all the things that's happened to it with the Benoit scandal and all this and all that, the name change, which we'll come to in a minute, and all this, and Meltzer's doing his thing, they're clearly all right. It clearly can't be that much of an issue to them.
Yeah.
Is it just because he doesn't like Baron Corbin?
It might be. I can imagine it's horrible if you're trying your best and it's your lifestyle it's your whole life and everything, and then like the preeminent critic of your business doesn't like you. It's probably annoying.
If you were Meltzer, what would you do right now? Because if I was
challenge him, Corbin to WrestleMania
match at WrestleMania weekend, yeah,
wouldn't you be like Baron Corbin with another -5s? My God, I thought I'd seen the worst Baron Corbin match last week, but he blew the scale away. Nowadays it's no longer, it's not a dud anymore, ladies and gentlemen. It's a Corbin. What a Corbin of a match we had.
I think it all came from Meltzer reporting that Cena's rumoured opponent for this year's WrestleMania is Elias. And everyone was like, oh, that's rubbish. And then Corbin, in the bit where he tells Alvarez who it is, he goes, it's really underwhelming. And Alvarez goes, well, that's going to either be Corbin or Elias then. And Meltzer goes, it's Elias. So it seems to have sprung from that. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, it's weird.
Wasn't that impressive of us? A way of getting there, isn't it? How dare he?
It was a bit weird.
Depends, yeah. It just affects people in different ways, doesn't it? Criticism. Yeah.
How weird is it? Oh, I thought we just had this thing about doing that and people come and have a go at me on Twitter. I'm like,
water off a duck's back in it.
That's right, water. Fizzy water. So, did you know this? This is news to me, that WWF changed their name to WWE voluntarily because they needed spice things up.
It was a Vince McMahon changing attitude.
I've not watched this yet. Are you talking about the Ruthless Aggression thing?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Matt with Rappaport.
Michael Rappaport.
So what's said?
When you give someone a floating vessel as a gift, you wrap a boat.
Four.
How long were you thinking?
Clearly not long enough.
What was said in it then? What did they say? They said that it was a Vince decision to change.
Yeah, it was like...
We needed to freshen things up. Fresh liquor paint.
It was like the Monday Night Wars had been and gone. We got to tell that story for the millionth time. And then Vince McMahon is going to go through a change of attitude because the competition was gone. So he's thinking, oh, I'll change the name to Entertainment. And who was it saying? Entertainment? That's never good. Hogan. Entertainment? That's never going to work. But Vince did it anyway because he's brave. Basically.
For those who don't know, and it's one of the reasons why, kind of like what just said about wrestlers going not Meltzer, because all of those people saying stuff, that's not the real news. We have the real news. We have Ryan Satan. We have the Ruthless Aggression documentary. Is that what it's called? Ruthless Aggression.
Yeah, people know what you
Whatever. We have Michael Rababo. We know the real history. And it's like, okay.
So they didn't mention the World Wildlife Fund at all?
Yeah, because that was a European thing. That was settled with in the European courts, so we should bring it up because we're European.
No.
Until next year.
Yeah.
And then Hall of Fame rumoured.
We're still European.
I waited for someone else to say, because it's all I get from Americans. Rumoured for Hall of Fame, the British Bulldog.
Fair enough.
Another famous European. JBL.
Another.
Apparently that's it.
Oh, no, sorry. Two of the
rumoured. Thunder Liger.
Liger and the Bellas.
And the Bellas. Yeah.
I think all of those are probably. Yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
More news as it comes.
These haven't been confirmed. These have just been widely reported online. So
that's purely speculation.
Yes, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Women's Elimination Chamber participants revealed a stunning segment where they went, oh, we're having a match. And that was it on Raw.
Yeah.
Asuka, Liv Morgan, Natalia, not winning. Ruby Riott, also not winning. Sarah Logan, not winning. And Shayna Baszler. Boy, it could be anybody.
Who's going to win? Shayna Baszler's going to win.
How many events have we got between Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania?
Showdown.
Elimination Chamber. I think that might
is that
be
it?
Maybe.
Oh, well, I was going to say maybe they might throw a little whoopsie in there and then change it back at the next pay-per-view. But if
I don't know if
one,
I don't think there's a fast lane this year.
That's all right then.
Maybe not.
Just Shayna in it. What's the point?
Yeah. Oh, well.
I don't know. She did say the S word on Raw.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. But also, stunning news announced today. Mansoor says that he will be wrestling at Super Showdown.
Is he going to win?
Thanks, Mansoor. Wow, we wouldn't have known.
Who's he going to wrestle this time, did he say?
Elias. Oh. Baron Corbin.
He'll win.
That match against Cesaro.
It was good.
It was good,
aye. Yeah, fair enough. But he only wrestles once a year and it's always at Saudi Arabia.
He's got a whole year to prepare.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabian Undertaker.
Yeah, he's got a streak.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
What an anticlimactic way to end the news, but...
No, there's more. One sec. There we go. Orton is Randy Orton's nice to Matt Riddle, sort of, on Twitter. I thought that was.
That was it.
Yeah.
But the bit where he said, "Oh, I used to hate you, but I met you."
It was funny.
Right,
I thought that was news. Yeah, I thought it was good. Orton was nice to Corbin.
That was news. Randy Orton nice to somebody.
Well, he did.
Oh no, I've got a bit of news.
Oh, go on.
This might spark a bit of discussion. Oh. Sheamus wanted his old Too Many Limes theme back on his return. On January the 3rd, I think he came back and he wanted that theme to play, but WWE wouldn't let him because they told him it's outdated and nobody remembers it.
And I saw a comment or a reply or a tweet or something where they were like, this is from the people who just brought MVP back.
That segment that nobody remembers.
Sheamus has to wait 5 more years, then it's all right.
Yeah.
Of MVP logic.
Why would you not get that theme, Jimbo?
I just thought it was, I mean, I do prefer his current theme to that one, but that's horses for courses, isn't it?
It's more menacing.
Yeah. Mm. But how... That logic is baffling.
Mm. Well, they stopped numbering WrestleMania, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because people think it's old. But it's old. That's a good thing.
That's the good thing, isn't it? Lineage.
Never mind.
Wrestling, eh?
Everybody get excited for the Cultaholic.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hall of Fame!
Boom. Ah, see, you don't know because of the slick editing here, but it's actually been 3 hours since we did the news, so...
What have you done for 3 hours?
Well, I wrote one.
Oh, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Hall of Fame!
Hey!
So I should stick this script. In condescending order from last week. Ah, oh, bastard. Oatly Oat Milk.
Yeah, well, of course that was
not just any oat milk.
No.
Get the best.
Did he get in contact with you this week?
Yeah, they said, keep our name out of your mouth. P.S. Portland was awesome. You're an idiot. 14%. Summertime in general, 16%.
Yeah, I
probably
can't believe
because
that.
No one's had a chance to enjoy any summertime with
the storms.
Mm. Do you see that? They've got, two of them have got names. Hurricane whatever and storm whatever.
Kiara and Dennis.
But didn't Scotland name it like Hurricane Ball Bag?
That's good.
That's how we should be naming these things.
Probably Storm Ball Bag.
Yeah.
They were crap though, weren't they, for storms? I know that it was bad for Wales,
wasn't
it?
Storm Dennis was up here really quick. I was outside when that happened.
Saturday?
It was on Saturday. Yeah.
A couple of bins fell over, but that was it.
I went to the shop and got drenched.
What star rating would you give Storm Dennis?
You were ring Dave.
A few too many kickouts for my liking.
Oh, yeah. But of course, the winners, by a close margin of 70%, the bros await.
Yeah, fair enough. They've been funny, haven't they?
Oh,
yeah,
I've really enjoyed their skits, so yeah. Quite happy to see you win. Jack, what have you got?
No,
for
it's this? Ross.
That was mine.
Oh, was it?
I did the summertime.
You don't usually do wrestling.
I did summertime.
I do wrestling most weeks.
He does.
Oh.
I'm going to do wrestling again this week.
Huh? Madman.
Because as we all know, Jim Ross has been getting a lot of lambasting because of his commentating on AEW, probably rightfully so, but there you go. Let's pick the man up a bit because he came up with one of my favourite quotes of all time on this week's Dynamite. Chris Statlander and Shanna, whatever she's called.
Yeah, Shanna.
I've forgotten her name. We're doing pie faces to each other. And Jim Ross replied to this. How come it can't be cake face? Why has it always got to be pie face? Some people like cake. I like cake.
I like cake. Fair play.
That's my Hall of Fame nomination. That quote from Jim Ross. I think it was Tony Schiavone said to him, calm down, Jim. Don't get too upset about cake. It was good, wasn't it? It was funny. Jim Ross, he still got it when he wants it.
Same match.
We talk about stuff he likes. It's not wrestling, but cake.
Ooh. Same match, he says to Excalibur, can you explain to me about this space galaxy stuff?
Excalibur goes, yes. Nothing.
No, he did.
He went like she was on a spaceship and it landed somewhere. And Jim Ross was like, right, that's enough.
She said, and then saying
no, he says yes. And then he says, yeah, a spaceship crashed in Area 51. And then, as Ross says, Jim Ross just goes,
That's enough.
He said, do they have cake there?
Space cake.
Hey.
Weed. Smoke weed every day. What are you picking?
I'm going to pick Mr. Chris Brooks, who is leaving England and British wrestling for a bit. He's going to Japan for DDT. Oh, wait, it's a bit of companies, isn't it? I might be wrong there. Anyway, he's not going to be in the country for a bit.
He's previously wrestled for DDT.
Yes,
so
he
maybe
has.
It is.
He also wrestles for one of the small Yoshi promotions. Anyway, it's getting boring here.
One of the Yoshi promotions?
Yeah, women's wrestling.
Yeah. Does he?
He keeps on showing up.
Oh,
the
really?
Where they have like a mat.
All right, fair enough.
He shows up, he's bigger than the...
Gato Move, the one with the little window.
Bigger than the building.
The one with the window. Gato Move. Yeah, that's weird, I don't understand that, but fair enough. Each to their
own. He shows up, he has to wrestle like that. That's the best. Anyway, my point is, Chris Brooks is leaving for a year, and he is, not just because he's a tall lad, but he's been the spine of so many companies and influences in this area, be it Schadenfreude.
In this area?
Of the world.
Oh, yeah, got you.
Yeah, I mean,
he is a man of the world.
Yes.
Kevin Nash, the second coming.
Yeah, doing Schadenfreude, helping out Fight Club Pro and Attack Pro. Where else has he been? Dub X Dub. Like, he's been so influential and being like, hey, how about this style of wrestling? This kind of, hey, bit cool, doing the social media stuff and being so many like-minded people to have that type of thing. Where people who go to those shows don't necessarily enjoy wrestling WWE or maybe AEW, but they enjoy that cult aspect to it. Tuesday Night Graps being a thing, they go, no, how about you come here? We don't have a pivot chair or MP4s or anything. You have to come here and see it live. If you don't see it live, so thank you, Chris Brooks, for having that side of things. If you get signed by WWE, that's it. It's done. Tap and out. So
I once accidentally reported that Chris Brooks was a target for WWE.
Did you?
Yeah, and then he crapped on me on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then I said hi to him in person once and he blanked me. But hope you do well, mate. Hi, hope you do well.
Hey,
no worries.
You shared a tweet of me back at when I was at What Culture, and then you replied to that saying, I feel sick. I made him feel sick.
So
what was
bit
it?
Bit of a knobhead, really, isn't he?
I mean, from personal experience, he is, but I'm sure he's nice to plenty of other people.
I don't know. I think I made a reference to you before I sort of knew you, and you were like, oh, why are you saying this? I think it was the table thing. I mentioned it. There was WCPW, and I used to cover that. And he replied to that saying, I feel sick, just because of the sight of me. So, seems like a thrilling chap. I don't care, really.
But Jack, what do you think of Chris Brooks? He was mean to me as well. Oh, Christ.
He wasn't mean to me, he just ignored me. I thought he was Angelico out of the corner of my eye. Oh, and I know Angelico. So I
went
up
to him and called him Angelico after a point he was going to me.
And he
blanked me for some reason.
I didn't go, oh, you're right, Angelico, mate. I didn't say that. I just went, oh, you're right, because out of the corner of my eye, tall bloke, fringe. I was like, there's Angelico, I've met him before.
Yeah, it could be me brother.
And I went, oh, you're right, Angelico. I didn't say Angelico. I went, oh, you're right. And he just went.
You totally did call him.
And I was like, I did not call him. Do your dubs, do your dance, do that. No, didn't. But I like Lycos. Anyway.
And all I did, Matthew, was shout in a really unbearable manner. And he said it made him feel sick.
Maybe I had a headache.
Personal attack.
But yes, he's done a lot for the British wrestling scene.
He was very tired the days he met you from carrying so many different companies. He's done a lot.
I'll give him that. He's done a lot. Fair play to him. I hope he does well in Japan. There we go.
On stage there.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not even saying that at all. Anyway.
So yeah. Thank you, Chris Brooke.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
He is the Corbin to my Meltzer. Oh.
Do you have any wrestlers who proper hate you and made it clear?
Probably. Yeah, Chris Brooks.
Yeah, Chris Brooks.
Above Mr. Chris Brooks, senior.
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
Probably. Probably.
Oh, but no arch nemesis. We know Billy Ostrich whipped you that one time, but
yeah, but he's
Billy Ostrich.
Billy Ostrich.
It's what people call him online to get around the fact that he's Vanity Search.
No, he's always been sound with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone.
I've never really had a bad experience with a wrestler. Oh. I should have, but I haven't. Yeah.
That's been nice.
Yeah.
So, wait, Chris Brooks is the one?
Yeah.
God. All right, what's yours? Pick us up.
Chris Brooks? I'm going... Right, I've been watching some old shows recently because I'm working on one of those big ranked videos. I won't spoil what it is, but it'll be going out in the near future. So I've been watching a lot of old matches that I haven't watched either ever or for a long time. And I was watching the opening match of... Poor... Whichever one, you know when Ice-T comes out with Godfather and he goes, grab your bitches.
He gets no pop whatsoever because no one's recognised or remembered all the lyrics from WF Aggression.
Yeah.
So it's just, he realises the only cheer if he says bitch.
So
he yells it like three times.
In that match, right, and it's someone that I know that Ross has mentioned is underrated before and I have as well, and I think it's finally time to give him recognition. It's Bull Buchanan.
Oh.
Oh, he stole WrestleMania 2000 in that opening match.
At one point.
Oh, yeah, but when you've seen the rest of the show, it was petty theft.
He gets whipped towards the corner by either D'Lo or Godfather, can't remember.
Yeah.
Like Shelton Benjamin, single leap onto the top rope, turns round, clothesline. I was like, and it's I know he's a heel, but there's barely any pop. If Ospreay did that today, everyone would be giffing it for like weeks and weeks. It was amazing. And he's huge. Mm. And then he does another thing. He does like a massive axe kick, like better than Booker T's. I know that's sacrilege. I know. Well, maybe not as good as Booker T's.
Or GI Bro, for that matter. And who returned last week.
I think I think he finishes it off with just this monstrous top rope leg drop, and it's just amazing. Bull Buchanan.
Yeah, that was the one thing I had going for him was that ability to jump up and.
He was great. That.
It must be absolutely gutting when you've got the physical attributes of a Bull Buchanan, but you've got no crack whatsoever. How heartbreaking must that be? Did he have four big chances? Yeah, he was in the. What's he called?
Bossman, right to censor.
Yeah, military
John
fellas.
Cena, B squared.
And military fellas. Truth Commission.
Mm. Wait, no. Was he in the Truth Commission?
Oh, he was in the Truth Commission.
Was he? Yeah. Was he sniper?
That was his first one, wasn't it?
It was Kurgan.
Kurgan.
Buchanan.
Sniper.
And then the other ones.
I can't remember.
I remember the rest.
Retcon.
Couldn't say they were in camouflage.
Yeah. Yeah, and they were the Truth Commission, which was to investigate like apartheid crimes, but they were clearly not investigating.
Yeah.
They were clearly whatever. Sounds cool.
That was uncomfortable.
Yeah. Okay, so are you nominating Bull Buchanan?
I am.
Okay.
Or B squared for the John Cena fans out there.
Just list all the names.
What was his thing? He shout?
Can't remember.
He shout like word.
Oh, good.
So it was
good.
Like one thing he yelled and that was it.
Good.
I'm trying to think. I'm actually thinking, like, who's going to win next week on those? Because
Ross.
Yeah.
It's Jim Ross.
Yeah, but not many people like Jim Ross anymore.
But he's the most famous.
Like Kate.
He's the most famous one out of Bull Buchanan, Chris Brooks, and Jim Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm going to at Chris Brooks when this comes out.
Well, I'm sure lots of people
he'll
will.
Watch all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
On that Japanese Wi-Fi. And you know what he'll do? Go to patreon.com/cultaholic so you can vote for it.
God, you're a professional these days. <amazing. laughs>
I will say, I want to tell a positive story about Chris Brooks to balance it out. Didn't he want to save you from being Twitter hacked?
Yes, he did.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I forget the actual number, but it was something like, did sleep like this. I wake up and I have my phone on airplane mode, but I have the alarm, so whatever. Teach him getting a clock. Switch off airplane mode. You have 77 missed calls. What? And it was all from Chris Brooks, who'd made me aware that I'd been Twitter hacked.
Fair play.
That's nice.
That was nice. What have you done that we haven't done? Why are you...
Haven't made him feel
why
sick.
Why are you likable?
Well, what you see is I take the absolute worst moments of wrestlers' matches that they work very hard to do. They put get themselves ready. They go to the gym. They look after each other. They get themselves booked on a show after kiss and ass for months. And then they get one thing wrong in a match where they get 20 things right. I highlight that.
I know.
They like
it
that.
Makes no sense at all.
It's a weird thing. I'm not going to try and psychoanalyze anybody, but with wrestlers, there is this thing where if you go, oh, how you doing? I like you. You're so good. They're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you talk to them, you say something like, yeah, that was good, man. You were off there. They almost like it that you confront them.
It's almost like Schadenfreude.
This is This Week in the Wrestling. It's This Bloody Week in the Wrestling.
Ha! This Week in Wrestling. SmackDown. Oh, Carmella
we're
is
never
the
happy
guest.
To talk about SmackDown. Never,
can't forget it exists. Mm. Carmella is the guest on A Moment of Bliss. She says Bayley has changed ever since Sasha Banks came back. Bayley comes out and says she's pitied Carmella since NXT.
Because they were friends.
That's right. Carmella is angry, and wants to have their title match right now. Bayley wins, using the ropes for leverage. But Naomi saves the day afterwards.
So it's going to be Naomi's being the one being built up then?
I think it was always the way. I think people were confused when the four-way was won by Carmella.
Okay,
that's yeah. People get a push, but it's like, yeah, it's a long way to go until WrestleMania.
Yeah, I like the surprise aspect of Carmella winning.
Yeah, fair enough.
Also, we learned that Alexa Bliss's celebrity crush is Brad Pitt.
Oh, well, fair enough.
As yeah. Michael Cole couldn't work out from what Nikki Cross said. Brad Pitt.
Yeah, they like him, but he can't do their accent. Okay. Hogan is here via satellite.
Goldberg. Wow. They've advertised Goldberg for this week's show, so what's that going to be? Is that via satellite, or will he actually be there? Who knows? Tune into SmackDown to find out. That's the most exciting thing heading into this week's SmackDown, apart from Carmella.
Yeah. Hogan here via satellite and says, if my demands aren't met, brother, I'll blow up all the Earth volcanoes.
Wait, what's that from?
I just made up something.
Okay, right, never mind.
Wyatt interrupts and mocks him, saying there's always room for one more on his wall.
Mm.
Yeah.
I can't wait, me, for the Hall of Fame now. That's what they were building to, a big showdown confrontation between Hulk Hogan and The Fiend.
But I don't know, there's just nothing you can really mock Hogan with. He hasn't done anything in the news lately.
Yeah.
Ziggler crashes Mandy's date with Otis.
Oh.
No. This ain't it, Chief. No, fam.
I can't even.
I've never been as angry, legitimately pissed off at watching wrestling in a very long time. Not just because it's Dolph Ziggler taking away something from Otis, who stands for all the fat lads out there who like wrestling. He's our god. But the concept of a date between Otis and Mandy, you could have that go for half an hour and people would not be fed up. And it was over in 30 seconds. And Ziggler was the guy they gave all the heat to. A man who's died many times over the past 5 years, his character has anyway. SummerSlam last year springs to mind. Heartbroken.
Will it not lead to better things down the line?
Hopefully, Jack. I'm just doing that wrestling fan thing of not letting things play out. But as we sit here right now, from what we've seen, I am irate.
I'm worried because in the history of these sort of angles, the lovable loser never wins. Oh, Zack Ryder didn't win.
Otis will be
wins.
Pushed off a stage on a stretcher. We've done the wheelchair. Let's move on to a stretcher.
Two wheelchairs. They'll manage it.
It's going to be really bad. I can't see this. If Otis wins, that's brilliant. He's not going to win.
But why Ziggler, though? I know he put his foot in the fruitcake for some reason, but why Ziggler? Why not somebody else? Build somebody else. Not
Angel Garza. Oh, he's on Raw.
Yeah.
But he would have worked.
I would have been less furious at Angel Garza, because at least it's good. You know, with Ziggler, it's not going anywhere, is it?
But that's it. So you have to tune in who every been, week who to been see if she realises. If it's Angel Garza, like, I was like, all right, you know what?
Who would have been the funniest person? Big E.
Michael
just
Cole.
Sat there gyrating.
Michael Cole going. And then she said, Brad Pitt, and I laughed at her.
Just Michael Cole calling her sexy, like he called Lacey Evans sexy a few weeks ago. Oh.
Well, how did he do it?
He's just like, she is the southern sexy Southern Belle.
She is the ultra likable person, as you can tell, because we're calling her likable on commentary.
I think Otis will, he needs to get his own back. I don't know if he will.
Dave Benson.
I'm going to gun you at WrestleMania, Dolph.
Oh, anyway, dear. Get your own back. I've just realised what I said there. Right.
I missed off the Phillips. Throw as you when people do that.
No.
Miz and Morrison take on Reigns and Daniel Bryan. Corbin is watching from the crowd. He bought a ticket. Hey, wait a minute. The babyfaces win, but Corbin jumps Roman to close the show in the feud that will not die.
They're in a steel cage in Saudi Arabia.
Cool, leave them there. Turn the lights off, gone somewhere else.
Oh, it's not their fault. I'm sure they want to feud with new people. It's not their fault.
No, it's Dave Meltzer's
fault. I don't want to be called a cancer upon the business. I'm scared.
Directing their backstage to Vince going, we really like having the wrestling together, Vince.
Maybe.
Let's do it forever.
I bet they're good friends.
Then they're going, please don't be able to. The ratings are through the roof.
Oh, I calls him Football Tom, didn't he? That's a thing we learned a few weeks ago. Reigns calls Corbin Football Tom, even though Roman's Football Joe, when you think about that. I'm sure we talked about this before.
Yeah, because Corbin used to be a football guy, like Roman.
Oh, right, and he calls the NFL
him,
thing.
And his real name's Tom, so they call him Football Tom.
Cool. XFL Tom soon. On Raw, Randy Orton absolutely destroys Matt Hardy multiple times.
Brilliant.
As the rest of the roster are like, you all right? Seen that game last night between the Panthers?
Well, just that was security as well.
No one's
They've come out for much less. No one was there. Shame on Everett, Washington as well. Chanting, we want more time and laughing. Horrible. Horrible.
That
people.
Kid. That kid in the crowd.
Yeah, the one kid.
They finally got the reaction shot they've been looking for.
Good on him.
They had to kill Matt Hardy to get the shot.
To be fair, I thought that Matt and Orton were really, really good in this.
Yeah.
Despite the lack of security.
That kid wasn't watching that. He was distracted. He was watching the Otis bit on SmackDown. But, yeah, this was great. And the build at the WrestleMania, all Randy Orton needs to do is kill Matt Hardy every single week. And they'll be fine.
Who's he wrestling then? Is Edge going to come back?
Yeah, Matt's fighting on behalf of Edge, isn't he? Because they're brothers from the ladders and whatnot.
So is Edge going to come back and face Randy at WrestleMania?
I mean, it'd be really awkward if he doesn't. And Matt's at the hospital. Oh, thanks a lot, Edge.
Directly, Matt, we'll give you a WrestleMania match if you do this with Randy Orton. And then all of a sudden, Edge is back. Sorry. Damn.
Couldn't be the...
Some banana peels outside of Edge's thing. Oh, Edge can't make it. But...
Vicky runs out. He's here, Edge.
Drew McIntyre hypes up the crowd and talks about the chances of winning at WrestleMania. He's entered by Heyman, who introduces Brock. Oh, don't be silly. It's all a lie. Brock isn't here. MVP comes out for a match with Drew, which Drew wins very quickly. And MVP gets a good line about, oh, you're telling jokes? What do you think you are, Billy Connolly?
Fantastic.
Yes.
Best thing he ever did.
Yeah.
I liked, I'm not going to cheap shot you like you cheap shot me last week. But media cheap shot.
And this was after MVP retired on Twitter from last week and then showed up on Raw and then tweeted out, hey, I'm going to keep on showing up if they pay me.
Yeah.
I think that's all they need to do now. It's like, oh, I'll just be going then. It's just a one-shot deal. Hello, Cody Rhodes. How would you like a new contract? How does main event of WWE main event sound to MVP? Becky Lynch cuts a promo on Shayna Baszler. Oh, this was nice. She threw the money in the ring, preemptively paying a fine. Oh, what she's going to do. She gets her hands on Shayna.
Was this heelish?
Wasting her money, weren't you? Law doesn't apply to Becky Lynch, the woman who got the ambulance and drove her through town with the sirens on.
That's what she meant. It's like, this money is for the hospital. I'm really sorry, guys.
I thought she had some really good lines in it. Actually, sorry, I'll let you finish talking about it.
Shayna appears on the Tron via satellite. Her and Hogan went fitty-fitty on that. And says she'll win the Elimination Chamber and face Becky at Mania. She'll the competition.
Yes.
And then she said a very rude word.
Yeah.
Which didn't go censored. Which didn't go on.
Which wasn't censored. Wasn't censored.
English is tough. She said it and no one bleeped it. There we go. Yeah?
I thought there were some good lines in this. Like Becky said she'd run through everyone in the women's division because she had to. But now she's going after Shayna because she wants to. Oh. That was good. And then Shayna went, I'm going to win the Elimination Chamber because it's in a cage. And I used to be a cage fighter. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how UFC works. Yeah. Who's going to be the person in the chamber?
Imagine Joe Rogan commentating over that. That would be brilliant. Young Jamie. You keep calling Richard Young Richard. Like he's Young
Well,
Jamie.
Well, because I don't know if it'll happen, but we've been talking about maybe trying out doing a live podcast. That's just,
ooh.
Like this.
So Richard would be...
I like that.
Would be
it would be a disaster.
It would be.
That's
what I mean. No, that's what I mean. We're thinking about it, but I doubt it'll happen. But if we did, Richard would be the young Jamie. If we were like, pull it up, young
pull
Richard.
Pull that up.
Oh,
the best one. Well, he'd be the second best one-handed Googler in the world, Richard Tubman, because young Jamie is the best one-handed Googler, as everyone knows.
Young Richard, who I think is older than us.
No, I think he's younger than us, isn't he? Richard!
Richard!
Richard, Google how old you are.
How old are you?
What's your age?
How old are you? How old are you, Richard?
Richard.
Here he comes. How old are you? 26.
What? You're younger? Oh, man.
He's younger.
Fair play.
See you later, Bye, Richard.
He is young, Richard. There we go.
That's why he gets paid less.
The beard fooled me.
Seth is now fully delusional.
Sorry.
Seth is now fully delusional, straight edge society style. He cuts a long sermon about eradicating the weak from WWE. He used to do that every year after WrestleMania, remember? The Viking Raiders run down and beat up the baddies. Rollins bails the ramp and is surprised by Owens, who gives him a stunner. Later on in the main event, Owens and the Raiders beat Murphy in the AOP via DQ after Rollins interferes, and the baddies beat down Owens, but the Street Profits make the save.
Yeah, it got a mixed response, this. A lot of people said the sermon went on too long, but he's really good at it. He's good at being a heel, much better than he is being a face. Mm. Yeah. And then the match was good, but it's the same combination of people we've seen for the past few weeks now. Yeah. So it was all right.
No, I think we need to take a step back and have a go at Rollins for stealing someone else's gimmick.
Oh, no, not this.
Have you heard about this week?
Oh, wait for this.
Remember
one.
Abraham?
I was going to try and get you to tell the story and then not mention it. It's all right.
Go on, so. Tell the story. Don't mention it. He doesn't know.
Did you know who he was?
Abraham Washington.
Oh, bastard.
You said it.
Do you remember him?
I remember him, but what? Wait. Abraham Washington thinks Seth Rollins stole his gimmick.
Yeah. Because he's got a YouTube channel now, and he does sort of like, right. he's accused The Fiend, because when the Firefly Funhouse sometimes does like a news-based, newsy presenter-ish shtick. He does that on YouTube, and he's accused The Fiend of stealing that, and the Preacher stuff he apparently does somewhere as well.
Or he pitched that to WWE.
Yeah, sorry.
He pitched the idea of doing a sermon and having the religious iconography around, and now that Rollins is using it years later, he thinks that's been stolen. So Abraham Washington thinks he's invented...
Every gimmick.
Yeah, gimmicks, yeah.
Forget about Saturday Night Live, which, you know, they literally parried
news.
The Fiend bit was making fun of, the Street Profits making fun of Saturday Night Live. Yeah, Saturday Night Live, that little known show in America. what was it he said? The sermon, which he never did on WTV.
But
he pitched a YouTube show.
He pitched it to them backstage
once. He pitched a sermon.
And he's revealed this on his YouTube show, I think. Or has he said it somewhere? And it's similar to what he does on
his YouTube show.
First of all, Heyman did this similar shtick in ECW on Sci-Fi in 06, just before he left. He was like, I am the savior of the program. I'm here to save you all from the horror that is hell. And Big Show. that worked out all right. And it's not exactly the most revolutionary thing in the world. Is he taking credit for knock-knock jokes as well?
No. I mean, he's achieved his goal.
Abraham Washington.
He's achieved his goal because we're sat here speaking about him.
Oh, no. Podcasting. I invented that.
To get off just that for a second, I liked Rollins coming down the entrance ramp and shaking hands with people as if he's like the vicar welcoming people to the church. It was really funny.
Yeah.
I like heel Rollins a lot.
They are really going with that. He does look a bit like Jesus.
And he talks like a gentleman, like you imagined.
And he laughs evil like Jesus.
We don't know how Jesus laughed. Might have done.
Be great if that was.
I'll feed you.
Mate,
I'll
that was a great feeding of the 5,000. I love it when a plan comes together.
He comes back to life.
Hey, honey, miss me?
Oh dear.
AW Dynamite.
Complaints for this.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I just flew in from Nazareth, and boy, are my arms tired.
Oh, Jack. It's the way I tell him.
He also said he was going to crucify Owens, but then that's when the Street Profits ran in.
Oh, aye.
Mm. Probably for the best. No. Took a drastic that crucifixion.
He's got it mixed up because Jesus got crucified, man, Seth. But he said he's not. He said sermon's a big word, but it was the top brass, it was the higher ups who named it that. It wasn't me, which I thought was good because he thinks he's Jesus. It's brilliant.
Yeah,
sorry.
AEW Dynamite. No, it was a really good point.
This was a mint episode of Dynamite.
I liked it.
Whack.
It could have done with more evil, cackling Jesus, but that was the only complaint I have.
He was in the ring last week, though, wasn't he?
Yes,
oh,
he was.
God. You remember that famous other character from the Bible, Scooby-Doo? Tag team number one contender battle. Sadly, Jesus and Scooby-Doo were eliminated during the dark match part of that. But the Young Bucks won after Matt had to survive most of the match himself.
And he murdered a man.
Yes, he did.
Good God.
What a sell.
Sammy Guevara with the JFK. Always nice to see. Dark Order appeared to recruit Cena.
What?
Back into the left.
I see you.
Throws his head. Go anyway. And wait, what?
What?
Raven.
Yeah, do you want to see Raven?
ECW Raven.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
where
you
was
know
he?
Right, so...
Is he supposed to be there?
Do you know when the Dark Order came out and distracted SCU and went...
I didn't watch the episode.
We saw Nameless Blonde Man in the flesh for the first time.
Yeah. So SCU are winning. Uh-huh. Dark Order come out to ringside and distract them on the mic. Yeah. Where's Christopher Daniels? He's our friend now. Mm-hmm. They get eliminated. Then the Dark Order get eliminated. And then Scorpio Sky's still really annoyed, so he dives onto Grayson in the crowd. And as they're brawling, Raven's just sat next to them on a chair
but
in the crowd.
The commentators don't mention it. It's subtle, Matthew. It's subtle.
I hope he's not the dude.
I think it's a red herring.
I mean, it was he was the voice used in that promo a few weeks ago when the Exalted One was speaking, but it was like it was someone pitch shifted it. It was Raven. I forget who it was on Twitter, but someone did it.
Okay.
So they're gonna make you think it's him until it's Matt Hardy.
That's cool.
I love all the times Raven's been booked to do like tours and how to do wrestling in the Northeast, and it's just not happened. Because everyone's became aware of how effing annoying he is to deal with. There's all these stories about the drive along and every shop he sees. Can we stop in and get food? So, cool. Moxie beats Jeff Cobb in his debut. That's right. And it has to rely on his cunning to do so, because Jeff Cobb, big.
Yeah, I thought that was a good way, because it was a bit of a lose-lose, because you don't want Cobb to lose on his debut, but he can't beat Moxley. Yeah, so it was a good, nice way of...
Good, like, oh, got the what do you call it, snap pinfall?
Yeah. Flash.
Flash, that's it.
Flash.
Crackle.
Pop. Pop him after. Yeah.
The Inner Circle beat down Moxie after the match. That was good. Thanks. Dustin Rhodes tries to save him, but there's too many. So Darby Allin returns with his skateboard.
And a thing on his neck?
And a thing on
real?
His neck.
Was it real?
What was the thing?
Well, it's after like Sammy Mark smashed him.
But it's still, is it, it looked gnarly. Credit, but not to me. Credit to the, you know, if it was, you know, fake. Like, credit to the people who made that thing.
Yeah, fair
I just thought it looked really realistic. Nah, and added to it.
He was doing horse with Mandrew, so. But yeah, that was good to see. Great pop there. Omega and Hangman beat the Lucha Brothers in a great tag match. And it really was. Some crazy new falls here. See? I like it. Everything in order. Young Bucks came out afterwards to help Kenny to his feet, but Hangman is having none of that.
Went in the crowd and drank.
Yeah, so he's elite Wolfpack. He's not elite Hollywood.
Yeah.
Got that right. Okay.
I can't wait for that match. Mm. That's going to be really good. Think of the story. Telling in
I
that
think
match.
They'll win, and then he'll just hit with a clothesline anyway.
Oh,
he's accidentally done twice.
I want
now.
Them to win. I like how Hangman, no one was behind him when he was being built up as the first champion, possibly, and then he lost to Jericho. And since he's gone off the deep end and just started drinking and
they
being
rebuilt him really
since
well.
He's been an arsehole, everyone's like, go on.
Relatable content,
yeah. Because some people are annoyed by the Bucks and the Elite, and it's nice to, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Cody beats Wardlow in a steel cage match after moonsaulting off the top. Ah, thought this
I
was,
love
this. Way over delivered.
This was amazing.
Loads of blood. Put outside spots of Arn, MGF, and Brandy. All of your stuff. And the fact that the cage went outside the ring.
I love the new
so it's
design.
Just gonna slam, slam, slam. Like Vinnie Jones.
It was such a good match. And it was only like 10 minutes, but everything was for a reason.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so
good on Wardlow as well. Because I'd never seen him wrestle before, but he's more than just a big, as I said before, fee, fi, fo, fum fella.
He did a swanton.
Yeah, he does an F10. Take that, Brock Lesnar.
That was me. I loved it. Honestly, loved it. I thought this was amazing.
You can tell he'd been eating this cake. So, this was a cracking episode of AW Dynamite.
Was that a pay-per-view? Mm. I thought I was watching a pay-per-view.
Yeah, and then next week we've got Omega versus Pac.
You know, Iron Man,
And then it's Revolution.
If they do a promo package where he's in front of a BMW car, I saw it happening two nights ago.
Whereabouts?
I don't know what it's called, but you go out here, take a left, cross the road, and then you go down the hill, and you'd go along, and it's just like, not as far as Metro Radio, just before, and there's like a bridge. I don't know what it's called. Massive bridge, a train bridge.
Oh.
It was under there, and there was a fella.
I mean,
he was in a tracksuit. But he had straggly hair. It was about maybe 100 yards.
This could be anything.
I know, it could be anything. It could be anything. But what I saw was a BMW parked on the road under the bridge and a fella in a tracksuit and long hair, like, talking.
There was a guy,
like, under him, like that, shooting upwards.
Oh, you've seen it.
And I don't know if it might be something else. It could be something completely different. But great. If it was, if the dude did that.
Either Pac or it was a little big shooting the latest music video.
Or someone, some clip goes viral of some, like, absolute scruff corner.
I know.
Come on!
Yeah, well, we BMW. I'm here. I went down to Whole Foods and got some new alloys. Look at them.
Ow. I've got any leeches for this. Anyway, NXT, which you did not see, but I'll read these results out and pretend I have. Jordan Devlin retains the Cruiserweight title over Leo Rush. A good opener.
Good opener. Probably the best match on the card.
Okay. Austin Theory comes out, but Ciampa interrupts the promo about Gargano's betrayal. Oh, is that what we're calling it now, Ciampa? All right. Theory tries to attack, but Ciampa batters him and leaves.
Yeah, it made Austin Theory look like a bit of a punk bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, but, you know.
It's all right. If he's going to follow the SmackDown logic, he'll call himself Punk Bitch next week.
Embrace who he is.
That's right. The Broserweights arrive. New tag champs. Riddle says they partied too hard, bro. And the Dusty Classic trophy failed its wellness test.
Yeah.
God, they're really on the nose there, aren't they, with some of these things?
Yeah.
They beat Lorcan and Birch in a tag team match.
Good match, but not as good as you'd think. It was good, but you'd expect, if that was on a takeover, it would be amazing. Yeah. But yeah, it didn't have as much time.
Ah, and then Velveteen Dream beats Roddy Strong.
It was a good match again.
I thought they were going to have.
It was a good match again, but this should have been, it should also, yeah. I know you can't put every feud on a takeover, but.
What was the crowd reception like for Dream? Because I follow that man. I follow that man on Twitter, and I strongly dislike him for how he's going about this. Leave the man's family alone.
Yeah.
The poor innocent child and his lovely wife. She might not be lovely.
She's one of the horsewomen.
But he's definitely been the heel, hasn't he? The way he's going about it.
I can't remember what the crowd response was.
You couldn't tell because Velveteen Dream did go. Meh.
Jesus.
But I'm surprised they usually have NXT, basically the undercard from the or the dark matches. Sorry, from. The previous takeover, but this is all new.
Yeah.
Until it's the NXT USA network era.
Yeah. No, do you think that Charlotte's going to win the belt then? To give it a bit of a boost?
No.
Okay.
Wait, Charlotte win the NXT title?
Because she's fighting for it, isn't she? WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Surely, no. I know Charlotte's not exactly, you know, nearing the end, but surely they've got to put the old rocket straps on Rhea Ripley, surely.
Right, that's
you'd think, yeah. I really can't call it though.
But no one's going to want to see that. No one's going to go, hooray, Charlotte overcome the overrated NXT dudes or anything like that. It's going to be, yay, the up and comer kind of on
it
underdogs
be.
Are going to be the established.
Yeah, it totally should it. Be. But then she beat Asuka at Mania and everyone went, oh.
Yeah, people love that.
I don't know. I don't think that not every result of WrestleMania is going to be one that people love. Like, Miz lost to Shane and shouldn't have.
Did
about that.
Yeah, falls count anyway.
I forgot who won that.
Because Miz, did the big superplex off the platform,
and then Shane pinned him. God,
yeah. And then Miz never got his revenge.
No, he didn't. He got made a tit of again in a cage, didn't he?
Yeah, because
Shane slipped out of his
t-shirt. That was that really annoying pay-per-view where there was so many refereeing mistakes.
Yes.
Yeah, some were deliberate.
It was like a
were
shoulder
not.
Up.
Either were counting room. Submissions inside the cage. And
yeah. Shane was allowed to get a rope break, but Miz wasn't. Yeah.
And the crowd were like, hang on, we've been watching wrestling for all at once, chanting. And what else happened in wrestling? Oh, Game Changer Wrestling.
Okay.
Finally had their Nick Gage versus Ricky Shane Page match.
Okay.
And Shane Page able to retain his title. He's one of the most hated guys in wrestling right now. He retained after help from everybody, from Gregory Iron to the San Francisco 49ers, everyone else just ran in. And the crowd went, boo! And just bottled him and his guys who couldn't find any more bottles. They threw glass and then they threw chairs. And obviously it's like, oh, that must be really harsh for him. That really sucks. But at the same time, it's like, whoa, that looks so cool.
Tom likes him.
Ricky Shane Page?
Yeah, because he had a match at North, he had a title match.
Yes, he did.
Tom got the crowd to chant, Ricky is a Geordie.
Yes.
Tom likes doing that.
Tom likes doing the honorary Geordie thing, which I think is nice because he's like, well, if I do it, then that means I'm one.
You're a Midlander, Tom, from the Midlands.
You're a Midlander, Harry. He's like, would you like some water? Try it again. Would you like some water? There you go, Tom, well done. And that was it for the wrestling.
Yeah, I can't think of much else. Oh! Ospreay's the British heavyweight champion. He beat Zach in a match that I haven't watched yet, but I'm going to before Wrestlers of the Week because apparently it was insane.
I heard very good things about Rev Pro.
Yeah, me too. Because Michael Locke, who beat Phantasmo as well for the junior belt. What was why?
And La Parka. Eddie Kingston happened. God. And then La Parka and Mad Kurt. They danced together after this.
He did that thing. Yep.
That's all I want from wrestling.
Cool. Glad for Kurt.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember meeting him via you and he was about to be in the Super J Cup and then got injured before his match. And we were like, but now his stock's higher than it was then, wasn't it? To be fair.
Me and wrestling memes himself, Tom Ansey, he was like, hey, you're injured. Yeah, it was going to be my big thing and being Super J and Liger. Oh, that's a shame. Do you want to do a parallel with us? Oh, yeah, sure, looks good. It was un-effing believable.
Oh.
It was recorded, I don't think it's ever been released. Literally everything went wrong because the guy who was using the system, I think it was, he says, oh, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I'm not used it before, but I've read the manual. Kept on playing audio, and everything was looping. We're like, on stage. And Curtis Chapman's like, He'd only been in the business 4 years, but we set him 6 years back. Anyway, that was The Week in Wrestling.
Let's have a rummage in our mail bags.
Now it's time to have a look in the mailbag. Hello, Mafu, Jack and Ross. Recently, I've been rewatching old WWE/WWF pay-per-views, you know, when they changed their name, and I scrolled to Armageddon 2006. I instantly remember this was the match that Joey Mercury's nose was bukkakeed. They've actually typed that and I've actually read it. Or broken,
there we go,
by a ladder seesaw.
That was brutal.
Oh, that poor guy.
Yeah.
I watched this pay-per-view live in 2006. I would have been 11. This moment stood out to me for its absolute brutality, even if it wasn't intended to do so. So, my question for you boys is, what moment in WWF history do you remember from your childhood that really stood out to you and why? Thanks for all the great content. Lawrence from Birmingham. Big up 0121. I assume that's the area code.
0121. It's like ours is 0191.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. 0191's better. Thanks for your question, though. Mate, cheers.
So, any moments? Because I've got one.
Go on.
I can't remember what tape they showed it on, because I didn't see, you know, primetime wrestling or out like that. When Jake the Snake Roberts was feuding with Macho Man Randy Savage this Tuesday in Texas, that was it. It was the build up to that. Decided to attack him after a match, get his snake, tie him up the ropes, and have the snake bite him on the arms repeatedly. And they kept on doing that and cutting to like the kids, the crowd going, ah! Like blood stewing from there. And then Jake apparently realized, like, all right, enough snake, enough. The snake, like, I ain't done eating. It's like, all right. Like, trying to, you know, kayfabe snake, kayfabe, and eventually got him off. Yeah, that sticks with you as a kid.
Mm. I can imagine.
Good times, though.
I was lucky enough to be about 7 or 8 when the actual year, when it was like 2000. And that, so wrestling was like, everyone at school talked about wrestling and stuff, which is probably why I became a fan. And I remember the Armageddon 2000, the six-man Hell in a Cell match. And I remember the hype for that being unbelievable because everyone was like, well, who's going to win? It's Austin, Triple H. Was it Austin, Triple H, Angle, Taker, Rikishi? One more. Austin, Triple H, Angle, Rikishi.
Rock,
of course. And we were like, well, who's possibly going to win this? And then I remember the hype for it more than the fallout, actually, but it was one where everyone just couldn't wait to see who won that match. I think it was Angle in the end, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Oh, that's not who anyone wanted to win.
But what do you remember from that match?
The cars, brawling on the cars and stuff in the entrance. Oh, Rikishi falling off the thing. Right, sorry, yeah. Was it that one with the cars as well in the entrance? Like a scrapyard kind of effect?
Yeah, because they had the Last Man Standing match with Jericho and Kane, and he was like...
All the barrels.
Yeah, that was it.
But yeah.
Realistic looking as that.
But obviously, yeah, Rikishi taking the scary bum.
Oh, good times.
God, why would he do that?
Money. What have you got for us, Ross?
I think mine's from maybe the year 2000. It was SmackDown, and it was a sort of a women's hardcore match between Tori and Ivory. And Ivory, I think it was Ivory, gets an iron, and it's on.
Oh!
And she goes tss, on Tori's back.
Mm.
And oh, the noise, the sizzle, has stayed with me forever.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
Yeah. Mm. The iron was on, actually on. It wasn't on. Post-production, I think.
Did Steve come out?
I don't think so. But the noise of just sizzle on skin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Steve Yarn with a mic going...
Because later on, I burnt my thumb with a car cigarette lighter. And
you want to see what it was?
I didn't know what it was. So I picked it up and went... Oof. Held it down for a second or two. My big white blister thing. I had no idea what it was. I was about 9 or 10, maybe.
After that picking, match.
What's this? Whoa! Ah!
Oh.
Had to go to a party and just sit with my thumb and a pint of Coke for the entire time.
Yeah.
Terrifying. But that iron was horrible.
Cool.
Good.
Grim.
Good answers.
Good answers there.
Good traumatic answers. We like to see us. Howdy there, diddly boys. That must have been done before, hasn't it? Diddly boys. I recently attended TakeOver Portland. Oh, no. Over the weekend, and it goes without saying that the show was fantastic.
Thought it was.
That being said, one of my biggest highlights happened after the show had ended. After Johnny Diddler betrayed Ciampa, and all was said and done, and the era had made their way to the back, Ciampa was sitting there defeated in the ring. The music had cut. Neville was given the polite, "You did your best," soft claps.
<That's> I know what you mean.
It was pretty quiet in the arena, when one dude started screaming a one-man, "You deserve it," chant. Well, it was as you would say, mint. So my question is, I apologise for the wording, especially with Mafu reading it, but what was a moment you saw a live show or picked up on while watching a broadcast that cracked you up? It can be anything from something a fan yelled out to a certain reaction that caught your eye. Thanks as always for the lovely content. I've been a fan since the Unredacted days, and you guys genuinely make my day with your consistent content. Much love from Phil McCracken over in Jack's favourite hip-hop scene, the California West Coast. Okay, that was a pretty good one. I wish you could argue many of the points you said about me, but I'll probably stumble over my words and prove his point. So, I've got one. I forget which tour it was, but it was at the arena, our show. Big Show and Kane defending their tag titles, maybe the Undisputed ones, against Nexus. That's right. And I can tell they were really taking it seriously, because just look at them and go, all right, okay, it's going to be a tough match, this. Oof. But Big Show, I think during the match, actually said he saw the woman going around going, anyone popcorn, sweeties, or out like that. And Big Show on the apron went, yeah, here. Here. And the woman was clearly just like, I don't care. I'm wrestling smashed. She was like, like this. And she's just like, people are going, look, Big Show wants your attention. She's like, who? that lad over there. Huh? And then she's like, go on. It's like, oh, Vince will pay for it or whatever, you know. She's like, all right, gets it. She throws him. Barely got over the barrier.
What did she throw?
Oh, I don't know, like a bag of Revels.
All right, okay.
Something like that. It's like, nowhere near the apron. Didn't even try. Didn't even shout Kobe. She did it.
Did
like
he
that.
Even get
and
it?
And then Big Show had to go, oh, crowd, boo. I'm just trying to make a living. So Big Show, like, oh, was annoyed that he had to get off the apron, go down, get them, and go either, and then defend the tag titles against whoever Nexus was that night.
That's good.
So that was, I remember that one.
I've got two ones really recent, and I know it wasn't live, I was watching it. Just that, I told you about it, the one where the Lucha Bros are in that tag match in Dynamite, and he tags him inside the ring, and just that guy in the front row just going, what? It's really funny. The other one, similar to you, was a house show in Newcastle, and AJ Styles was the heel defending the belt in the main event, and he dived through the ropes and like went too close to the barrier and like kind of nudged this security woman, and she seemed to have been telling off the kids quite a lot. You know when like at a house show when the kids all run up to get a high five, and she was really annoyed at them for that. She kept being like, get back in your seats, and he nudged this woman by accident on the dive. She was just like, what's going on here, because she was facing the other way. And then next time he came round, he just gave her a kiss on the cheek. She was not happy about it. It's quite funny. I'm not condoning non-consensual touching of any kind, but it was kind of harmless from AJ. I don't think it wasn't in a seedy way.
Just keep on.
Yeah, I'm scared now. You know what? No, I hated that moment and I wasn't entertained by it.
That's a spirit, lad.
Ooh, sorry. Bloody hell.
So Ross? I'll give you a kiss afterwards. Ross, what have you got?
Mine's WrestleMania 32, The New Day's entrance. What you saw on camera was the big box toppling over and then running out the box as if they were living in there or something. What you didn't see was them all scampering around the side to the hole in the other end of the box and then just walking through the box. But just the way the Big E especially just like was sort of skipping out the stage and then awkwardly going through this box was a fantastic moment.
Just as good as watching that on TV, whatever. Was it a network? Yeah, it was a network. The laptop. At a friend's house and seeing them come out dressed as Dragon Ball Z characters. Yeah. And Michael going, what do you mean you know who they are? It's obvious they're the Saiyans from Planet Namek. I'm like, what? Who told them that? Who fed him that line?
Xavier Woods probably did.
Yeah, clearly. Don't you know that? He said it so well. I was like, yes, Michael.
They did some sort of pose.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Then another one that cracked me, but in a wounded sense. Was Bret Hart at Double or Nothing last
year? Oh, my God.
Oh. He's unveiled the title and he's walking back up and they had obviously the split ramp.
The kayfabe entrances.
And he just went.
And he couldn't decide which one to go down.
So he went straight behind the screen in the middle and then just and you saw him fall and good God.
We thought he was dead.
It was a good 10, 20 feet maybe. No, maybe not 20 feet, maybe 10, but still.
I remember checking Twitter for updates. Like, has anyone seen Bret Hart just nearly?
Yeah.
Because he was trying to get away from... What's his name in the
Jack
ring?
Whitehall.
Jack Whitehall.
He went, hey, can I get a photo? Oh, I'll fake a dive.
Hi.
I was confused because he was looking for the second rope. That got anyway. Hello, gentlemen.
Any more? You had a litany of Bret Hart jokes there.
My favourite wrestler of all time, mocking, falling on his ass. And that was a month after, also, was it?
It was shortly after he recovered, yeah.
Yeah, from getting attacked at the WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought you meant from cancer as well. He'd only just recovered from recently. He had a really bad few months.
Yeah.
Yeah, bless him.
To say the least.
God. Hope he's doing all right now.
Yeah. Hello, gentlemen. Hello. WWE is beginning to announce the inductees for the 2020 Hall of Fame. So my question scenario is this. You can put any wrestler, alive or dead, into the WWE Hall of Fame on the condition that you are the inductor. Who do you choose and what would you include in your speech about them? Thank you for all the great content and the superb effort that yourselves and your colleagues put in each week to make it. Mike from Bognor Regis.
Thank you. What a place as well. Wow, yeah.
God. Poor guy.
Oh, so, Mike.
Any wrestler alive or dead, but we get to big them up.
I've got an answer.
Go on.
Steve Blackman. I'm worried that he's not going to go in, right? Because I know that undercard guys have gone in before, like Coco Beware and stuff. But I'm worried that Steve's not going to make it, and he deserves to. And he was one of my favourites as a kid. And you know, when you're a kid and you don't really understand, wrestling seems a lot more fluid then. Like, anyone can make it at the top of the card. Anyone could beat anyone on the day. That's what I thought about Steve Blackman. And I supported him like I was watching a football team. But he never, you know, never really won.
One of the worst things is... watching the Call of Classic SmackDown review, me and Tom, is watching Steve Blackman wrestle because everyone like that, like now, the internet's like, Steve Blackman! Beat up JBL for real and all this, and he fights 13 men as a trainer and all this, and you watch his matches, and it's just a dude.
No, it's not just a dude!
It's just a guy having these matches no one cares about.
That's not true. On my Desert Island Grapes with Tom, and I hope he hasn't said anything hypocritical because he was on my side in that interview. Oh,
wait, really?
I chose a Steve Blackman match for one of mine.
Tom Campbell's a snack.
I was saying I chose Blackman versus Albert for the Hardcore Belt on a SmackDown once because it's one of the first matches I remember.
Oh, okay, right.
It was for sentimental reasons, but right, it was such a fun match. I watched it back before I did the interview with Tom, and it was still fun.
Oh, the Hardcore title run, maybe that's different.
He gets
because
this
right now we're at 99.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So 99 Blackman is just and my sticks.
This is
like,
no, he's still got little sticks, but he's got the fire extinguisher. He's got the kendo stick. He obviously nearly murdered Shane at SummerSlam. Yeah.
Him and Al Snow.
Well, that was that
called
was
that woman
down.
A fat bitch
on his TV
on
show.
On his TV show, there's an advert and there's a woman chucking something. I think it was something glass out the window at him, and he's like, "Come down here, you fat bitch!"
Is it like Dog the Bounty Hunter?
That's
what I want to see. Whoa. I'd end up Steve Blackman anyway, and I hope that he does get in the Hall of Fame one day, but I don't know.
Yeah.
What's Tom said like?
Well, right now we're at 99, so 99 Blackman's gonna be different to 2000 Blackman.
Okay. It's all right then.
Because do you remember the Snow Blackman bits?
Yes.
Because
was
like,
head
hey, we've got to get a gimmick for our team, which now I'm thinking about
basically,
it's probably based in reality.
It's basically the bros away.
Yeah. But like, hey, and they had this like, oh, it's also now sexy women. It's like, you know, big fat women. And all this woman goes, hey, why do they call you the lethal weapon? And he goes, well, you'll never know. He just walks up. Hey, Ross, who would you induct?
I'm only saying this because Mark Henry sort of made it all right with his Hall of Fame speech a couple of years ago. Was it last year? Owen Hart. And I'd just be like, I went Martha.
Yeah, fair enough.
I went Martha.
Yeah.
Let him in. Let us celebrate your husband.
Yeah.
Even though it's not my place to speak about that at all. Mark Henry made it all right.
I do understand that she doesn't want, why she wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to see Owen in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Fair enough. That was a very serious answer.
I know, it was serious.
It should be, I went Martha.
I forgot that Mark Henry did that.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm saying it. I wouldn't have said it if Mark Henry didn't open that floodgate.
He did it in quite a classy way, though.
Oh, yeah, it was nice, yeah.
Fair.
Not like me. All right, Martha.
Oh, don't be shocked.
Matthew, why would you get
I think
Brian
it's only
Blair
fair
in
that we induct because he's still alive. Don't have to kill him. Pac.
Oh, in the WWE Geordie Hall Pac. Of Fame.
We are.
All right.
The greatest cruiserweight champion of all time.
Yeah. He's like, what's your speech going to be? Jordy Racer, like what would you do? Like, just be like, look how cool he is. It'd be like Bobby Heenan hyping up Lex Luger. Like, look at him.
Narcissus.
Look at him, yeah.
I love that.
His pecs are impeccable, etc.
The curtain comes down and he's crawling to get more of a look. Wow!
He's such an Adonis. It's like, but can't put him over strong enough. It's like Vince watching the WBF. It's like, wow, got big legs. Like, guess what? He's from the area and then, you know, if he burnt my house down, it's like, I had it coming.
Do you think he's going to beat Kenny next week?
I want to win every match he's ever in.
Okay.
I think he should, because Kenny should be focusing on the Young Bucks, should he not?
Yeah, he should.
Yeah. I think Hangman Page will try and help out.
Oh. and not.
And it won't. He'll try giving Pac some booze, and he won't realise it's actually White Stripe, and that
and it feels it.
That's accuracy to Pac.
White Stripe.
I say white,
white lightning,
white lightning,
or red stripe. One of the probably white lightning.
No, he gives him a white stripe album. He goes, "Oh, yeah. Get in. Red stripe."
Got a world headquarters.
Oh, no,
that's red stripe. Shut up, Ross.
Red stripe. Did I say white stripe? Oh,
where do they do red stripe in Rise?
Drinks. Oh, the hardest button to button. God,
Seven Nation Army, me. Yeah. Hotel Yorba. Can't think anymore.
Anyway, white stripe, red stripe. Who cares? You care.
I'm ready to go. Oh, oh.
That's good, that.
Thank you.
You can send your lovely letters. Letters?
Yeah, yeah.
Do we send, all right, yeah, sure. Send letters.
Write them
the
on,
email.
Write them on parchment.
You should be on CBBC, you.
Send your letters in.
Well, I have ambition to present Milkshake for Channel 5. Send in your letters and your postcards to a self-addressed envelope to mailbag@cultaholic.com. Reese's Pieces.
Yes. This is quickly becoming my...
I'm liking it as well.
This is quickly becoming my favourite segment. Right. It's easy, and it means it's near the end of the podcast.
Because by this point, we're all warmed up.
Yeah.
Howdy diddly, chaps. Here's some random quickfire questions for you to answer on the podcast. A quick thank you for keeping me interested in the graps whilst I've been at uni. It's been a struggle to watch weekly wrestling with such a busy schedule, but thanks to your great content, I've never felt disconnected from the wonderful world of wrestling. Anyway.
No, no one's busy at uni.
There's a lot of white stripe to drink. Yeah. On with the questions. Crumpets or bagels?
Crumpets.
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 So English.
Oh, sorry. Again, fastest thought first. Gandalf or Dumbledore?
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
I say Gandalf for the sake of... Why do you hesitate?
Dumbledore!
Because Dumbledore was a bit of a knob towards the end.
I'm only saying because of that song.
Dumbledore!
Ron! Ron!
Hermione!
Ron!
Hermione.
Weasley! Harry Potter! Harry Potter, that's me! I'm not a fan of Harry Potter,
Harry Potter. Oh, yeah.
I liked it as a kid, but it's weird when people like... You don't know the 10 years later, people are like, hey, Harry Potter, mate.
Kip Sabian. His finisher is called the Deathly Hallows.
Yeah.
It's a Harry Potter thing. He's one of those adults.
That's why he's not on AEW Dynamite every week. Legend Killer Orton or Unstable Headbutt Orton?
Sorry, repeat that. I missed the first bit.
I said Norfolk. Oh, I just said that's why he's not on AEW.
No, the first question. I missed it.
Oh, sorry. Legend Killer Orton or Unstable Headbutting Orton?
Legend Killer.
Unstable.
Fastest.
Unstable Headbutting Orton. Legend Killer Orton was good, though.
Mm.
So good until he didn't beat Undertaker. Until he couldn't beat Hogan after Hogan lost that match to his couch the week before. But then nearly shaven head, bald, like, type Orton. That was something. That's what he was like.
Dreaming of Duff beer.
He's approaching that again now. He's doing, he's similar, yeah. Similar sort of evil. It's good.
Edge.
Bloody hell.
Prince William or Prince Harry?
Oh my. William, sorry.
Harry.
Harry, because you ran off. Mario or Luigi?
Mario.
Mario.
Luigi.
I don't think jump higher, but...
Yeah, he's better on Super Mario Brothers 2. Do you know that Nintendo did that whole Year of Luigi thing? Like, the games were like, oh, it's sort of Mario Tennis. It's Luigi Tennis. That isn't right. Yeah. I can't remember the real one. And they had a drop in sales that year. Like, oh, okay.
It's the Christian of the team, isn't it?
Yeah.
As in Edge and Christian. Oh,
sadly. Right.
Not religion. Back to that stuff.
Not again,
again
Ross. Come on. Where are you getting complaints? Straight Edge Society or Wyatt Family?
Straight Edge Society.
Yeah, Straight Edge Society.
Well, Wyatt Family. They won stuff.
What a waste, though.
Yeah. It was a waste.
Yeah.
Not the Wyatts, the Straight Edge Society. Yeah.
Both.
Okay.
They're both wasters. The big wasters. Scissor Sisters or The Darkness?
The Darkness.
The Darkness.
The Darkness. Come on.
He was on that masked thingy.
Oh, was he?
Sure, aye, Justin.
Oh, in that case, Scissor Sisters.
He was on there as well. The lead singer. I forgot his name.
All right.
Jake Shear, which I thought was brilliant.
Shear.
He's called Shear, but he's from the Scissor Sisters.
Nice.
I've just spat everywhere.
That is ridiculous. It was worth spitting over that. Futurama, Simpsons, Family Guy, or South Park?
South Park.
Futurama.
Simpsons. Banks, Bailey, Becky, or Charlotte?
Charlotte.
Banks or Becky? Banks is more... Banks.
Yeah, Banks. Ronda or Shayna?
Ronda.
Shayna.
Shayna.
But Ronda's both got nice really goats. Good, though.
Hmm? She's got a farm with nice goats.
Yeah, fair.
Oh, well.
Just want to go around Ronda's farm and have a bit play with her goats and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I can't talk back to her. West Ham or Millwall?
Oh, at the Emmers. I don't know.
West Ham,
West Ham, yeah.
Millwall got a better chance. Poole
no one likes us.
Exactly. No one likes us. No one likes us. We don't care. Very relatable. Poole or darts?
Poole.
Poole.
Nah, Poole to play, darts to watch.
Oh,
Dick or Dom?
I thought that was going to go in a very different direction.
The correct answer.
I mean, if no one knows the reference, I mean, people are like, all right.
It's Dick.
Really?
Why?
No, or is it Dom?
The little one.
The little one.
Dom.
Dom, beg me pardon. Don't know. I always thought Dick was a bit too try-hard.
I'll go for Dom as well, but I don't like either of them.
Dom, because I know a friend who's won. The Giant or the Big Show?
The Giant.
Big Show.
Top rope moves.
Found the Giant too cheesy. He's Andre's son in that Dungeon of Doom. Big Show.
Yeah, you know what? The Big Show's done a lot. The Sheamus feud and everything else that I've loved. But nothing's going to top the Giant running over Hogan's motorcycle. And going, laughing like a son of the guy with long hair.
He gets the shirt. He
brings the shirt. This was my dad's shirt. Hogan's like,
your dad, Andre the Redacted. Euros or Olympics?
Ooh.
Olympics.
Euros, but it's only just. If the World Cup was on there, it would be number one every time.
Yeah, of course.
Euros.
I'm going to say the Olympics.
Okay.
Back to the Future, 1, 2, or 3?
I haven't seen any of them.
1 is a great film. Really good.
2, easily.
Really? 1's a classic.
2's so good.
1's so good?
I think 1's are... I saw 2 first and watched 1. I'm like, right, yeah. That's 2 does everything that the first one does way better.
No.
And no one's going to say 3, are we?
Yeah.
Brian,
is that the Wild West one?
It is Bollocks. The one with the train.
And with Hangman, yeah.
Yeah. Brian winning the big one at WrestleMania 30 or Rollins cashing in at WrestleMania 31?
31.
30?
30. What a moment. Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Batman.
I tell you, after seeing Batman versus Superman for the first time, none of them. Have you seen that crap?
No.
No.
Oh, me. Nah, I say Batman. Winter... Spring, summer, or autumn?
Winter.
Summer.
Winter, because I get to wear my big coat. Michaels versus
you
Taker.
You are brave. I like your big coat.
Yes, everyone was sending me that this week.
He was on 8 out of 10 cats, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yes, so happy. Isn't he great?
Yeah.
Michaels versus Taker, Hell in a Cell, or Foley versus Taker, Hell in a Cell?
WrestleMania 28.
No, Foley. King
no,
of
I
Ring.
Believe he's referring to
Michael's Taker.
Bad Blood.
Oh, the first one.
King of the Ring 98.
When was the other one?
End of an Era.
Oh no, it was Triple H. Yeah. He was the ref though.
Oh,
yeah,
so much was there.
He was there as well.
Bad Blood 97.
Bad Blood 97. Yeah.
King of the Ring.
They're both really good, but Bad Blood. Just because that gave us
that blade job.
Yeah, mid-air blade job. Just because he could.
What day?
It wasn't pointed that out.
It was James. It was Dixon.
Oh, the
Dragon.
The Good Dragon.
Yeah, of course.
The Good Dragon. Kanye or Jay-Z?
Oh. Jay-Z, because he's less controversial.
Kanye, because I like more of his songs.
So Kanye, in brackets, from like 12 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to see him at the arena, me.
What?
When?
2008 or 9?
Yeah, okay.
Oh. Anton Ferdinand was there.
Yeah.
Was he? God, because he played for Sunderland at the time, didn't he? Yeah. I was thinking, why did he come up from London? Fair enough.
Ralph or Milhouse?
Ralph.
Milhouse.
And you're saying that and Sam's got a tattoo?
No, Sam would say Ralph, obviously.
Yeah, Ralph.
I find myself
going between Ralph or Milhouse, depending on how much caffeine I've had.
A lot of people have been comparing Otis to Ralph after the, you can see the moment his heart breaks into. Oh. Even though I've chosen Milhouse, Tubman likes The Simpsons and I think he'd go for Milhouse. He loves Milhouse. But
do you want to shout on him?
Richard! Yeah.
He's not at his desk.
How good would he be if he's midway through a really heavy project? You have to ask him, what's up? Is the sound all right? Yeah.
To be fair,
Ralph or Milhouse?
The first moment that came to mind, though, was a Ralph one when they're on the Lord of the Flies episode when he eats the berries and they're like, how are they, Ralph? And he's like, they taste like burning. Yeah. It's really good. And you just hear him go,
Yeah, it's good, but Bloodhound Gang have a song that is made up just of Ralph Wiggum quotes. It's called Ralph. Mordecai or Kevin Thorne?
I'm a warning.
Mordecai.
Kevin Thorne.
God, do I have to pick one?
Yeah, it's the name of the game.
I know. They both sucked. Kevin Thorne, because at least he had, you know, a woman with large patches of grass.
Whoa! What?
Lager ale or
whoa! Carry on.
Large patch? I've never heard that before.
Me neither.
It's a Monty Python thing. Oh, what do you mean you don't want to marry? She's got great patches of land.
Bloody hell. I don't
take land very well, but that's okay. Lager, ale, or cider?
Lager. Star or prom, to be precise.
Lager or cider? Depends on the day, doesn't it? Depends on the day. Lager.
Cider. I like the taste of lager or ale.
Fair enough.
Scotland or Wales?
Scotland.
Because
we beat them at everything.
Edinburgh's
nice.
Edinburgh's nice. I've only been to Wales once that I can think, and it was for a festival, and I had a good time there. So I'll say Wales.
Scotland. Look, for buggy.
Oh, yeah.
Get it
should have
you.
Said Scotland for Jen, really, shouldn't I? Never mind.
Oh. I tell you, next time she comes down and parties hard until 6 p.m., she'll be giving you evil looks.
I'm assuming she's going to come down when ICW are down.
Oh, she'll be knackered because that's a late show. El Torito or Hornswoggle?
Torito.
Hornswoggle.
Oh, it could be Hornswoggle.
Yeah.
My man.
You're my man.
Him. Some shots of whiskey.
Playboy.
Freaking
$900.
Oh,
$900 redos.
Did you hear on Raw, by the way, that Mojo called Riddick Moss Playboy?
Yeah.
He threw him into the barrier and went, how's that Playboy? And I thought,
calls Adam Pacitti.
Playboy, yeah. It's his word.
He called Adam
Riddick Moss Playboy.
No. Mojo once called Pacitti Playboy.
Yeah, I know that, but like...
And on Raw, he threw him into the barrier and was a taunt. He was like, how do you know that, Playboy?
It's like a term of endearment,
isn't it? So all the time, Pacitti thought he was saying something nice to him.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like going, how do you know that, sucker? No. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, mate.
No, I think it might
be
like...
No wonder he's moved offices. He's crying in the next room. Oh, no.
That's the
mate,
big... The big news from this week, everybody.
We're friends, me and Mojo.
Oh, dear.
Sid Vicious or Psycho Sid?
Sid Vicious.
Sid Vicious.
The master and ruler of the world.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, because he won at Survivor Series. But all of Madison Square Garden was booing, supposed a good guy, Shawn Michaels. Tom and Jerry.
Is that the one where Jose Lothario had a heart attack? A fake heart attack?
No, he hit him.
Oh.
He hit him with a guy. He went, I'm going to hit you, Shawn. No, I won't hit your dad instead.
I'm sure that's the event where Vince McMahon gets so excited during Michaels' entrance, he starts speaking French.
Yes, that is the one.
He is the whatever. Do shower. Richard. Richard.
Oh, Richard.
Poor Richard.
Richard. He's back.
Richard.
Are we going to ask him?
Calm down, everybody.
Richard.
Your informed opinion.
Can you shut the door, please?
Ralph or Milhouse?
Ooh. Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Milhouse.
Yeah.
Nice.
There we go.
Thanks.
Tom and Jerry or Scooby-Doo?
Tom and Jerry.
Scooby-Doo.
Tom and Jerry.
Any
kids.
Day of the week.
Tom and Jerry kids.
Tom and Jerry. Like.
The Roderick Strong Velveteen Dream feud reminded me of Tom and Jerry a bit. Because even though Tom is the heel, sometimes Jerry's just a dick. And you feel bad for Tom.
I like how younger generations find really old stuff like Tom and Jerry. Like Big Chungus.
Yeah.
Chungus. I don't know how to say it out loud. But like the thing with Tom and Jerry that goes around is when, you've seen it when Tom rolls up as a cowboy.
Yeah. That's the meme. They use that as
a
meme.
No, but the fact that people show that like a gif, it's I think it's really cool seeing like, really, because that's like from what, the 50s, 60s?
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, that's cool. Mm. I relate to that cartoon cat. Just myself.
No.
And the biggie.
That was your best work, by the way. Relating to Tom and Jerry. That was it, ECW, WWE?
Oh, yes. The
thing you did?
It's
your best work.
Thank you.
What an arsehole I am.
The only time Tony Schiavone like, looked at me with any love and affection was during that bit.
I liked your Key and Peele sketch where Obama's shaking hands with everyone and all the different wrestling sites. I was worried.
I was worried
where we would be.
Was that before or after this podcast?
That wasn't me. Cause that,
that wasn't you?
No, I did the one because I ripped off someone else who was doing that for the Marvel films.
Yeah.
That's the one that went viral. So I'll do that. With WWE looking at the pay per views coming up.
Oh. It's
like a big shake, big hug to Saudi Arabia, and it's like a polite handshake to Evolution. That's the satire. And then someone went, oh, that's good. And they did their own version, but it was.
That wasn't you.
I couldn't because Pochimani was in that.
Oh, right.
Incredibly vain to do one about myself. Oof. But thank you for thinking I did it.
I think we were the
last. I'm so vain. I did a video about someone looking at it going, isn't I great?
I thought it was. I didn't realise Botchamania was in it. But yeah.
Yeah. And the biggie. Thomas from The Apprentice. Or Keith.
Oh,
great
my
pottery
God.
Throwdown.
Keith Brimer Jones, I'll have you know. Fantastic, man. Keith, all day long.
Oh, it's got to be Tommy the Tommy's yes. the Turtle's dad, Thomas.
I don't know who Thomas from The Apprentice is, but I know Tommy. Dad. It's got to be Tommy the Turtle.
It's got to be him.
Because you know what? You are brave.
You are brave.
And because I know you, so are you.
I'm so glad to be your friend, because you are so brave.
I think if they put those on the market, I'm getting them.
Yeah, we've got to bring one in.
You're knackered, puppy chat. Seriously. You don't do anything in these podcasts. Sit there doing whatever to yourself. Hope you enjoy, lads. Callum from Cheshire.
Cheers, Callum.
Callum, they were great. We really enjoy these, and you appear to enjoy sending them there.
That was a good one.
Thank you very much, that's Talk Twaddle. If you have a Reese's Pieces, you can, of course, send them to us. You can send that to mailbag.com.
mailbag@cultaholic.com. You were doing so well as well.
You know what? I saw Ross checking his phone. It completely blew us off.
The irresponsible people in this office are just talking constantly on the messaging service, and my phone is going mental.
I bet they're having some bants, aren't they?
God.
You know, they definitely shouldn't have sent any stuff to mailbag.com. What the hell was that? That was awful.
mailbag@cultaholic.com.
It's Cultaholics. The question.
Mailbag@cultaholic.mailbag.
98 notifications I've just got
there
from Slack.
Oh.
From 98?
Have you been hacked?
No. Just all the banter happening between
Christ.
The two offices.
So yesterday I quit my job. Bye.
Wow.
I'll talk to you later, Bill.
It's time for the big question.
Yeah, big question time, folks.
It's the big question from him. What do I do next? Help!
Can you hire me?
Oh, anyway. I came up with this week's big question because I saw in the aftermath of the whole debate that you were a part of, the whole, are there too many near falls, too many kickouts and all that? I saw it span off on Twitter into a bit of a separate debate about whether...
Sorry.
So the big question this week is, was the Attitude Era overrated?
Yeah.
Oh,
Nelly Mora. When you look back now at some of the stuff that went down then, you just look through your hands a bit, don't you?
Some of the stuff. But I've got a counterpoint. I think that it was a time when wrestling was so charged with energy. Mm. Everything turned to gold.
Well, you look at the pros and cons of it. Yeah. Characters then craps on now by some distance. Mm. There's wrestling characters, personas, styles.
Yeah.
I think it's a weird question because it's all about perception. At the time, other people loved it when WWE were aiming their product at one audience, young males with money, and at that particular time. That was also symbolic of that time period. Everything was extreme with an X as opposed to an E, because your dad spells extreme with an E. And we're not your dad, we're cool. Everything was like that the late 90s, early 2000s.
It was wrestling in South Park, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The amount of South Park references on the Attitude Era shows is amazing. Yeah.
Absolutely. So people go, you have fond memories of what that was like that back then.
Mm.
We're not getting that again. We're not getting that era. Times change, and some people like to look at things with rose-tinted glasses and go, wasn't it great when you were a kid and you'd blah, 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 Sky One, Saturday morning.
Yeah, it was.
Popcorn,
that's the thing, isn't it?
Playing Pokemon. It's like, yeah, we're getting it mixed up. We're thinking about, wasn't it great being a kid and I had a nice life, la, la, la. It's like, yeah, people don't like the idea that the thing that you did and enjoyed changes and move on.
I'm not saying that I think it should be recreated, but I think it was good for what it was in some ways.
I agree with that.
Right, okay.
But it also doesn't help that WWE presents this as the most important time in the history of wrestling. It was for them, because after a few years of being on their ass creatively and figuratively, thanks to Bischoff, like, this was it. Nothing else matters after this period. It's only now, this year in 2020, they've started paying attention, bigging up the Ruthless Aggression era. Only because all the Attitude Era people, they keep on going back to the Triple H's, the Shawn Michaels's and everyone else, are gone. And indeed, only now are they forced to go up a few years.
Let's just say this publicly traded company now can show their investors and whatnot. Look at this other company we took down. Look at how impressive we are. Give us more money, please.
Right. So it's, awesome moments. Loads of stuff you can watch on Netflix.
I'm not downplaying. I just think when you look back at certain aspects of what it was, I think people look at it a bit too glowingly than it probably was.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think...
Go on.
the late 90s were very messy and slow, especially like the Russo stuff. But I think once it got to 2000, that's when it started to actually get really... 2000 was a brilliant... Was that the brilliant year? Yeah.
Yes, because me and Tom watch it now and it's just as... We're about to come up to 2000. It's just as Steph and Triple H get together.
Right.
Have we forgotten the name of that guy backstage again?
Chris Kresge.
Chris Kresge. Yeah. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah. And it was like one of those times when... Because before that, you had like a lot of weird filler at the bottom of the card. But then once it got 2000, it was that era, wasn't it, when everyone had a storyline and everyone felt important in a way. That was pretty good. Yeah. It was really good.
Because we all do things like this. We go back and thought, oh, wasn't that great? But you're remembering the good bits.
Yeah.
You know, you go try and watch a full episode of Raw 98 and what you remember. The beer bath. Kane versus Undertaker Inferno match. Vince McMahon versus Austin. Yay. And you watch it, you're like, meat?
Golga?
Yeah. It's just a generational thing, isn't it? You ask people 10 years older than us, like, what's the best period of wrestling? They're saying, like, late 80s, aren't they? It just depends on when you grew up.
And they go, oh, it was great. Hogan versus Andre, Macho Man versus Ricky Steamboat. They turn on and goes, Dino Bravo. So it's like anything else. You remember the good bits and you forget the crap bits or the boring bits.
I wonder what Kenny McIntosh would say if he was here. Because he's not died. If he was here in this room right now, because he's a big Golden Era fan, and I wonder what he thinks of the Attitude Era.
He's keeping them paying the house.
I don't know if he's ever asked. I don't know if I've ever asked him what he thinks of the Attitude Era. I wonder.
Be crazy, that's all crap.
Yeah, that was a load of shit. Nice one there.
No, Kenny McIntosh loves wrestling.
Yeah, he does.
One of his best qualities is passion for it.
Yeah.
So. I'm sure he would focus on the highlights.
Fair enough.
What are your highlights of the Attitude Era, just thinking off the top of your head?
Triple H and Mick Foley in that feud.
Oh.
The day it ended.
Yeah, WrestleMania
X7. X7.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
The TLC matches.
Kane.
Just Kane?
Just Kane.
Kane in general,
Kane
yeah.
With 97 and 99 when he got shredded and then sort of, yeah.
Did you enjoy wrestler. Tegan's... Choke slam.
I did, yes. Lady Kane.
It's now kayfabe.
Lady Kane.
And then she did a molly go round.
Yeah.
And then she got choke slammed and it looked nasty. Oh. Anyway, what are your highlights of the Attitude Era?
Oh, stuff you just said.
The beer bar.
The Rock coming out and just making his entrance and just stood there on the ropes like that, like absorbing it all in like a sunflower absorbing.
Like a Bulbasaur.
like a Bulbasaur.
Like
yes,
a Bulbasaur.
Right. And just be like, look, I'm going to talk. Rocky. Oh, I better wait.
Yeah.
Every week. And me and my brother would chant, Rocky, at the TV.
Yeah.
Good times.
Great times.
That's too cool doing the dance with Rikishi.
Yes.
And every time Viscera would take a super kick, he'd spit out.
Oh. We're falling into the trap ourselves now. Remember that?
Remember good old
I remember.
Pros and cons to every year, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Believe it or not, there's aspects of today that are better than the Attitude Era. Who would have thought it? The wrestling.
The kick. The way more kick outs. That's brilliant.
Yeah. But wrestling's great. It's fun.
The quality of wrestling is much better, of course.
Just, you know, mix it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
Sometimes when you have 17 kick outs.
And on that bombshell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get up. Drop the bombshell. Ross, it's been a magnificent podcast with yourself as always. Have you anything to plug or hype up that's coming up on the
channel? I have an episode of Straight to Hell with Tama Tonga coming out on Saturday and or Sunday.
That's going
to
be
How was he?
He was nice,
Did he mention any of us?
It wasn't as explosive as I was expecting because his son was in the room at the time.
Okay.
So, but he still made an appearance. It was nice.
Did he mention any of us?
Yeah, I spoke about King Richard. He recognized.
Of course,
he recognized King Richard.
Richard was his favorite one.
King Richard.
He loved Richard.
Hey, yeah. I told him Chris Brooks. He said he made me
Oh, dear.
That is nice, man. It was a nice talk.
Tom is brilliant.
And Jack, you've also been here.
I've already done my plugs at the start, but I'll go for this T-shirt that I'm wearing as well. Tenements, a band from Scotland who sent me this. Thanks, Tenements.
But didn't you say that you preferred Wales over Scotland?
Oh,
no.
I changed it to Scotland for Jen.
Pachito cut that out.
But if you are hanging out near the Welsh border, say Gloucestershire, check out the Frog and Fiddle in Cheltenham. Matthew, what have you got to play?
Grapple. This fancy thing here. Because you couldn't see it last week because I had this big gay wizard coat on. So hopefully I'll make up for it. Sorry, Grapple. Look, Grapple. But if there's nothing else, thank you very much for watching and enduring all the way through at the very end. We hope you enjoy talking and listening to us as much as we have making up as we went along.
Yeah.
So please, put your hands in the middle of the table, On a count of three, turn him over and go join us. One, two, three.
Join us. That was a really good closing speech, that.
I'm trying. Yeah. It's all coming together bit by bit. By the year 2025, this might actually be all right.
We're not around then.
We'll be deep.
We'll all be in call centres.
Is he still recording? Yeah,
we are.
How long did we do this for? You get out of the
way. Thanks for watching. Let us know what you think in the comments below. You can follow Cultaholic on Twitter, @Cultaholic, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Cultaholic. If you enjoy what we do, you can pledge to our Patreon at patreon.com/Cultaholic. Hit subscribe, and don't forget, join us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.